People need to know that your God is God. The same that a lady named Grace used to use. She found out when she was 40 years old that she was grateful for God's love for her. She had a good home, raised her kids, good husband, and she was grateful for God's love and grace. She made it a point just to mention God's name to people and started carrying her Bible. I met her when she was in her late 60s. She carried a big purse because it had a big Bible in it. In the days that she didn't bring her Bible, her purse, she carried everything in her Bible case. Everything from scissors to sewing kits, little things of lotion. Became round at the time when she was trying to carry his Bible case and her purse. It was a joy talking to her. When you met her, you knew she was a believer. You met her God. She knew her purpose. Knowing your purpose is a good thing, but also it's time that can change your life. There's a young man, wasn't a good son. He was a terrible citizen from a rich family. Wasted the family's money, did what he wanted to do, treated people how he wanted to treat them, because he had that status in society. He had it, he did it. But a point in his life where he came to know the Lord and he knew his purpose. He gave up everything to change his life, to fulfill his purpose. When you met him, you met his God. We know him as St. Francis of Assisi, a beggar among beggars. Lived a simple life, trying to serve the poor and witness the gospel through his life. Lived among the poor and gathered others like him to live among the poor. Brothers and sisters, the poor. Simple man. Even though he's from a rich family, turned his back to it all because he knew it interfered with him being close to God. But out of that same charism came another guy, St. Bonaventure. He became a teacher, a writer, still a Franciscan, but his purpose took him to another route. Knowing your purpose and God can take you places you didn't think you want to go, didn't think you would never be. Bonaventure thought he was going to be sitting with the poor, but somehow he ended up teaching and educating people. With the same charism, but it took him to different places. He hung around the wealthy, those who were being educated, taught at different places. People came to hear him speak. He became a writer. But everything that he did brought people back to God. Knowing your purpose does a lot. When you knew St. Bonaventure, you knew his God.
Yes.
We see in our scriptures today that our Savior came to preach and to drive out demons. Said that's what he came here for, to share the gospel of Christ to all those who are lost. He freed them physically and spiritually. Many being possessed, he gave them back their lives. Those who were sick and crippled, he healed them and gave them back their lives. Teaching in the synagogues all throughout the land, he educated and guided people, gave them hope, and freed them all. Knowing your purpose in Christ, allow people to see your God. As believers in our Lord Jesus Christ, we are called, too, to share our faith.
Yes.
We call it evangelize, to let people know that God is God. Not only just let people know that God exists, but our place to let people know that they can turn to God no matter what. No matter what's going on in their society, no matter what the crime level is, no matter what the political office looks like. There's a gift that fish teach us in the ocean. When there's a big storm, they just go deeper where the water's calm. They simply just go deeper. On top of the water is roaring and moving, they just go deeper. That's how we need to be with our faith and teaching others. In times of trouble, just go deeper in the Word of God. What does that mean? To go deeper. That means we need to share our faith more with others. We need to encourage each other and lift each other up. And we need to pray more, which feeds us and guides us, which we can share that wisdom with those around us. Just as Gracie and St. Francis and St. Bonaventure, as the people knew them, people knew their God. Our lives need to be like that. As people know us, they need to know our God. Amen?
Amen.